非常美好的诗歌。
It was a beautiful scene.
哎，夜夜音乐。
Fervent song.
把一切荣耀都归给主。
Give all the glory to God.
作为一条先生。
Shall we pray?
我们先把我们自己奉献给你。
We give ourselves to you first.
愿我们的侍奉敬拜在你面前蒙悦纳。
May our ministry and all our worship to be accepted before you, Lord.
主你在我们中间亲自向我们说话。
Lord, speak to us in us.
主你关闭从人来的。
Please shut off all the things that comes from man.
愿你用着你无用的器皿。
And use us as your vessels.
能够成为你的出口。
And become the mouthpiece for you.
求你给我们内心有空位来容纳你自己的信息。
May you give us a place in our heart so your word can sink in.
给我们有信心来接受你自己的言语。
Give us faith to accept your word.
虽然我们有许多事情上不懂。
Many things we cannot understand.
但是你做我们的导师。
But you are our teacher.
教导我们。
Teach us.
教我们明白。
Let us understand.
让我们知道。
Let us know.
让我们遵行。
Let us go after these things.
求你保守你的话在我们的心中。
May you guard your word in our heart.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
这次的夏令会总题是迎预备迎见主。
The central theme of the summer conference is prepare to meet your Lord.
我们思想做什么叫迎见主？
What is, does it mean to prepare to meet our Lord?
迎见主是基督徒属灵生活的操练。
It is the practical exercise of our spiritual life.
是基督徒属灵生命的实质。
It is the reality of our spiritual life.
是基督徒属灵真理的奥秘。
It is the mystery of our spiritual truth.
那是关于再来的问题。
And this is the problem of the second coming of Christ.
主再来是真的吗？
Is it true that Jesus is going to come?
主真的会再来吗？
Is Jesus going to come again?
我们昨天晚上提到主再来的真实性。
And last night we talked about the reality of the second coming of Christ.
主既然要再来，
Jesus will come again.
是圣经明明的记载。
And the Bible tells us very clearly.
神的预言好像灯照在暗处，那么样的明朗。
And God's prophecy is like a light shining in a dark place.
虽然是种奥秘
，even though it's a mystery，
就是那么样的清楚。
But it's so clear.
我们要把它存在心里面。
We must hide in our hearts.
一直等到那个天发亮，晨星出现那个时候。
Waiting to the morning star to dawn and shine in us.
现在整个世界的情况
in the current events of today
都已经给我们证实了这个预言必定要实现
to let us see that the prophecy will come
或者有人要问
many people may ask
为什么主一定要再来呢
why Jesus should come again
主不来不可以吗
is it possible that he will not come
这个问题今天我们所要给的一个答案
today we want to give you this answer
主一定要再来吗
Is it true that Jesus will come again?
很肯定地说
Very certain.
主必要再来
Yes, Jesus will come again.
所以今天我们所思想的主再来的必要性
So today we think about the necessity of the second coming of Christ.
是关于救恩的问题
It is in the relationship of salvation.
我们先看一节圣经在希伯来书第九章二十八节
Let's read the Hebrews 9th chapter.
在新约圣经的三百二十一面。
In my Bible is 1294 page. Hebrews 9:28 verse.
翻到以后，我们一起念这一节圣经。
Shall we read it all together?
希伯来书第九章第二十八节。
Hebrews 9:28.
我们一起念，像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人。第二次显现并与罪无关乃是为拯救我们这节圣经提到主耶稣再来世的两次的光景
Here it talks about the two different situations when Jesus comes
主耶稣第一次道成肉身到世界上是被献上
The first time when Jesus came to this world, the Word was made into flesh.
And he
bore our sins. And we remembered him in the communion service. The bread represent his body. And the cup represent his blood. And the reason he came because he want to die on the cross to bore all our
sins.
And to accomplish a very important command God has told him.
在底下说, 将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现。
And it says here, he will appear a second time.
但是第一次显现做什么呢?
What did he do? What would he do?
这里说并以罪无关。
And not to bear sin,
乃是为要拯救我们,
but to bring salvation.
这一节圣经好像给我们一点的思想上面的错误。Sometimes
we misinterpret this section of the Bible.
既然是拯救，因为我们有罪，所以要拯救。
Because we have sin, we need salvation.
为什么这里说以罪无关，乃是为拯救我们呢？
Why is this the second time not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him?
这一节圣经里面给我们一个很深的道理在里面。
It's a very deep meaning in this verse.
既然以罪无关，但是还要拯救。
Even though it's not related to sin, why we need to be saved?
主耶稣到世界上来有一个原则，就是说要遵行神的旨意。
The principle was that when he came to this world to carry out God's commandments. The first time when he came to this world, the Word was made flesh to follow God's will. God, you prepare a body for me. And the body will be a sacrifice of redemption for all of us.
是同样应用在主耶稣第二次降临。
And this same principle will apply to the second coming of Christ.
主耶稣第二次降临，一是要遵行神的旨意。
And the second coming of Christ will follow God's command.
就是要施行拯救。
To bring salvation.
但是以罪无关。
But not to bear sin.
所以我们今天要从这里要思想到耶稣第二次再来的一个必要性。
Today we want to talk about the necessity of the second coming of Christ, and we want to talk about the perfect salvation of Christ. God never do anything in halfway. And it's complete. And from the three aspects, we talk about the necessity of the second coming of Christ. First, we want to see the restoration of all creations. Secondly, we want to see the Jewish nation shall be saved. And the third thing, we want to see how the believers will be redeemed. I hope that I can speak to you clearly on these three aspects. Let's read Romans 8.
罗马书第八章从18节念到25节
From 18 to the 25th verse
在新约圣经是218面
In my Bible is 1212 page
我们好好地来读这段圣经
Let us read carefully
我们一起读在从罗马书第八章18节到25节
From 18 to the 25th verse Romans 8
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不住介意了。受造之物，且望等候神的众子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意的，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的瑕疵，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。 我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体的属。我们得救是在乎盼望。 只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。这一节圣经这十八节十九节里面告诉我们说，受造之物期望等候神众子显现出来。
19th verse said the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed.
这个受造之物是代表今天整个的宇宙。
The creation represents everything in the universe.
今天这个整个的宇宙在有个盼望。
The whole creation has a hope.
他们盼望什么呢？
What do they hope for?
盼望神的种子显出来。
They hope that the sons of God to be revealed.
什么时候神的种子显出来？
When would God's son to be revealed?
这个以后我们来解释。
We will explain this later.
为什么他们在盼望呢？
Why are they hoping?
因为第二十节，因为受造之物伏在虚空之下。
For the creation was subject to frustration.
不是自己愿意的。
Not by its own choice.
乃是因为那叫他如此的。
But by the will of the one who subjected it.
这节圣经我很喜欢那个 Living Bible 的翻译。
And I like the Living Bible translation.
他说这受造之物伏在虚空之下，不是他们愿意，乃是因为人类犯罪的缘故。
It says that the creation subject to frustration not because of its own choice, but because of sin of the human beings.
这个整个宇宙的盼望神的种子降临来显出来。
The whole creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed.
因为现在整个宇宙是浮在虚空之下。
Because the whole creation was subjected to frustration.
他们在做什么呢？
What do they do?
二十二节说他们在叹息劳苦。
Because we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth.
因此他要等候神的种子显现，能够脱离这个的叹息劳苦。
So therefore, they want to wait to the appearing of the sons of God to be revealed to get rid of this bondage.
神造万物是好的。
It was a good intention that God created everything.
在创世第一章的最末了说，神看见这都好。
Because in the Genesis, God said God looked at everything; it was good.
你要注意，在这六天神的创造六天当中，只有一天没有说好。
Do you know, out of the 6 days, only one day God didn't say it was good.
你发现那一天所没有说好啊。
Do you know which day was it?
神用六天重新创造的天地万物。
And God used the 6 days to recreate this whole universe.
他每天都说好好好，但是有一天没有说好。
Every day he said it was good to him. It was very good. But one day he didn't say it was good.
为什么那天神不说好？
Why that day he didn't say it was good?
你注意到第二天没有说好。
The second day he didn't say it was good.
因为那天看见是把空气分开。
Because he divided the air the second day.
这天就是那个在上面的天，在底下叫地。
And above the water was called the heavens. Below the water was called the earth.
为什么那天神没有说好？
Why God didn't say it was good?
因为有空中掌权的恶者在那边。
Because there was darkness who controlled.
这是神一个顶敌对的势力。
And it is the enemy of God.
今天人呢，就世界的万物被造之物能够成为虚空，成为一个浮在虚空之下，乃是这个恶势力所影响的。
And the whole creation was subject to frustration because of the Satan controlled the universe.
神按借形象造人，埋在乐园里面，很快乐，很好。
God created man in His own image in this Garden of Eden, perfect place.
这个空中掌权的恶者来了。
But the prince of the air came, the wicked one came.
他借着蛇就把人类落到一个堕落地。
And he used the serpent to deceive the human beings and they sinned.
因为人犯罪的缘故。
Because men have sinned.
使万物伏在虚空之下。
So all creation has fallen into frustration.
所以说一同叹息劳苦直到如今。
So they are groaning as in pain until today.
神不要让这些万物一直的叹息劳苦。
God does not want everything to groaning in pain until the present time.
神要让万物有复兴的一个时间。
God must restore everything.
我们看一节圣经。
Let us read one scripture.
在马太福音第十九章。
Book of Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音第十九章。
Book of Matthew chapter 19.
第二十一节。
21st verse.
马太福音第十九章二十一节，这里这样说：耶稣说，你们若……对不起，我要看《使徒行传》。
And the book of Acts.
使徒行传第三章二十节。
Book of Acts, third chapter, and the 20th verse.
使徒行传第三章第二十节。
Book of Acts, third chapter, 20th verse.
在我的新约圣经是一百六十六面。六十七面。
My Bible, the New Testament, 1170 page.
第三章第二十节。
Third chapter, Book of Acts, 20th verse.
这里说主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。
It says then that he may send Christ who has been appointed for you, even Jesus.
神预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。
He has been appointed for you, even Jesus.
天必留他等到万物复兴的时候。
He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything.
神要差遣耶稣基督降临。
God has sent Jesus Christ to come to this world.
天必留他等到万物复兴的时候。
He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything.
这里有讲到万物复兴的事情。
He is talking about the restoration of everything.
到底什么叫万复兴呢？
What does it mean by the restoration of everything?
就是罗马书所说的，他要脱离这个虚空的辖制。
Because just like the Romans said, they want to get rid of the frustration under the domain of that.
有一天神要把这一个浮在虚空的万物再复兴起来。
And God will restore everything.
谁来复兴？
Who is going to restore this?
主耶稣再来。
Jesus Christ when he comes again.
意思说耶稣不再来，万物就不能复兴。
So if he doesn't come, then everything will not be restored.
神要使万物复兴，脱离虚空的辖制，耶稣必定要再来。
So if Jesus comes, then everything, whole creation will not be under groaning, will not be under frustration.
那么神的工作是完成。
Then God's work will be completed.
难怪耶稣曾经讲一句话。
Then Jesus said one thing.
我父做事，直到如今。
My Father carried out his work until today.
我也做事。
And I do the same.
万物复兴的景况在哪里呢？
Where do we see the restoration of everything?
这个万物复兴乃是要恢复到人类堕落之前那个伊甸园的光景。
And he must restore everything back to the condition in the Garden of Eden.
神给以赛亚看见万物复兴的光景。
And God showed Isaiah what it would be like.
那我们看以赛亚第十一章。
Isaiah, Book of Isaiah, 11th chapter.
以赛亚第十一章从第六节到第十节。
From the sixth to the tenth verse.
在旧约的圣经八百十九面。
In the Old Testament, my Bible is page 745.
在八百二十二面，在旧约圣经八百二十二面。那个以赛亚书第十一章第六节念到第十节，那我们一起念这一段圣经。
Shall we read it together?
豺狼必以绵羊羔同居，豹子以山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子以牛犊并培畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们，牛必以熊同吃，牛犊必以小熊同饿，狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的婴孩必玩耍在诙谐的洞口，断奶的婴孩必按手在毒蛇的膝上，在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人不害物，因为认识耶和华的志士要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。到那日，耶西的根要立为这万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之手大有荣耀。这一段圣经就是伊甸园人类没有犯罪之前的光景。
This whole section of the Bible describes the situation in Garden of Eden before man fell.
记得神曾经向亚当说过吗？
Do you remember what God said to Adam?
在伊甸里面，什么东西你叫它什么名字就什么名字。
Whatever you name them, it shall be called that name.
把个老虎，叫了，哎，你叫老虎。
When the tiger comes, he called the tiger.
把狮子叫，哎，你叫狮子。
And called the lion, lion.
把那个象抓来，你叫大笨象，大笨象。
And called the elephant, the big elephant.
伊甸园的光景这个样子。
And Eden, Garden of Eden was like that.
但是人有犯罪之后
，because men have fell，
这个地要被咒诅
，and the grounds are cursed。
他说，神说，你撒了种到生出荆棘和荆棘来。
When you plant seeds, there will be thorns and weeds。
人类违背了神的命令，无爱慕就违背人的命令。
And because man has rebelled against God's command, so all the creation rebelled against man's
command. 我们不能随便再叫老虎来，你叫老虎，不能的。
We cannot just call the tiger coming.
我们看狮子来，我们跑了。
And when we see lions, we run.
人不服神，万物就不服人。
And men are rebelled against God, not obedient to God, so all the things are not obedient to man.
印度一个叫做孙达信，有很多的神迹，他不怕这些野兽、猛兽的毒蛇、病兽。
And there was a saint in India, his name was Sunda Singh.
保罗也是一样，在那个海岛上被蛇一咬，那些人以为他就马上中毒要死啊。
And even so, the same thing recorded in Bible by Paul. He was bitten by a poisonous snake, yet he did not die. And he just shook off the snake and he lived. And all the aborigines thought he was God and worshipped him. Because Paul was obedient to God's calling.So everything was obeying to God, to Paul. And when Daniel was thrown to the lion's den, the lions did not bite him. Because Daniel was obedient to God, so all the other things obeyed Daniel. Today, everything was against man because man is against God. When Jesus comes again,
他要恢复这个伊甸园的那个光景。
He will restore everything to the Garden of Eden.
万物要脱离虚空的瑕疵，要脱离这个叹息劳苦。
They will get rid of their groaning. They will get rid of their frustrations.
结果我们看见小孩子要玩在诙谐洞口。
We can see here the children will be very happy here. The infant will play near the hole of a cobra.
我们看见少壮狮子跟牛犊要在同群。
The cow will fear with the bear.
我看见小孩子牵着他们。
We can see the young child would put his hand into the viper's nest.
把这些毒蛇也是猛兽当作玩具。
And all these horrible beasts would be their playmate.
因为在那个时代。
Because in that time.
主耶稣要做王。
Because Jesus will be king.
神的国降临了。
God's kingdom will be on earth.
神的旨意行在地上，如同天上一样。
And God's will be on earth as it is in heaven.
那主耶稣祷告，我那个祷告已经实现了。
And the Lord's prayer will be coming to reality.
这个世界万民要跟从这个以色列人去敬拜神。
And the whole world, the whole nations, all the nations will follow the Jewish people to worship the real God.
在那个时候，全世界的人都要伏在神的权柄之下。
And in that time, all of us should become under the dominion of God.
因此，万物就顺服在人底下。
And all the things will come under the dominion of man.
万物复兴。
And everything will be restored.
是神要做的工作。
This is what God wants to do.
谁来复兴万物呢？
Who is going to restore everything?
主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
所以主来要有一个必要性，因为万物要复兴。
So the necessity of the second coming Christ is the restoration of everything.
这是一方面。
That's one side.
第二方面，我们看到选民要得救。
The second point is the chosen people will be saved.
当主耶稣在升天的时候，以前在复活。到升天那四天当中，与门徒在一道。
When Jesus was before the ascension of heaven, and when he died, in the 40 days he appeared to the disciples.
他与门徒谈论天国的问题。
He talked about the kingdom of God to the disciples.
门徒问耶稣一句话。
And the disciples asked Jesus this question.
在使徒行传第一章。
In the book of Acts, the first chapter, 6 verse.
第六节，使徒行传第一章。第六节第七节，我们一条念这一节。
Shall we read it together? Sixth and seventh verse.
在新约一百六十六十四面啊，六十三面，第一章第六节，翻到我们一起念。他们聚集的时候，问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。”他们问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”
They asked Jesus, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?"
门徒知道耶稣的以色列国要复兴。
And the disciples knew that Israel has to be restored.
这个以色列国复兴不是指以色列复国的意思。
It doesn't mean the restoration of the nation of Israel.
这个以色列国复兴呢，是以色列成为世界列国的中心。
It really meant that Israel will be the central kingdom of the whole world. It is talking about the Jacob, the family will be saved.
耶稣说,
And Jesus said to them, this is not for you to know.
那意思说, 那个历史我们不知道, 但是以色列不先是必要的。
He meant, yes, the kingdom of Israel will be restored, but to what day, you do not know.
保罗传了福音之后,
And after Paul preached the gospel, he talked about the restoration of the kingdom of Israel.
在罗马书第八章, 罗马书第十一章,
In the book of Romans 11th chapter,
罗马书第十一章25节到27节,
From the 25th to the 27th verse,
在新约圣经222面,
In my Bible is page 1216.
我们一同念第十一章的第二十五节到二十七节。
Shall we read it together? Romans 11, 25th to the 27th verse.
弟兄们，我怜悯你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到。 主经上所记，必有因为救主从锡安出来，要消灭雅各家的一切罪恶。又说，我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约，这是我与他们所立的约。This
is my covenant with them.
以色列要复兴，不是以色列全家得救，是神与以色列所立的约。And
the Israel nation shall be revived, and they shall be saved because this is the covenant God made with them. So it says to them that the delivery will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. A lot of people do not agree with this. They say the Jewish people are so wicked. You mean the whole family will be saved? Why didn't God say the Chinese shall be saved?
那明明神是偏待人啊,
and God has prejudice.
神为什么要叫以色列传家得救?
Why God tells the Israel nation shall be saved? And God is not just. We have 5,000 years of civilization. We have such a moral, such a high standard of living, a high standard of morality. We have such a high ethics. And we have such a deep understanding in philosophy. You mean we are so civilized people, we cannot be saved, that the Jewish people will be saved? It's not just. It's not fair. Is it really so? Can we see how much the Israelites suffer? You know the Israelites did not need to suffer. Because they were so wicked. They were so hard in their heart. They rebelled against God. So they were scattered all over the world. And they suffered everywhere. The whole world oppressed them. So this is what they deserve. But God made a covenant with them. God made a covenant with their ancestors. Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. And therefore, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. God made a covenant with Moses. God made a covenant with David. All these covenants meant the whole Israel nation shall be saved. How did they get saved? When did they get saved? This is a big question. Shall we read a few scriptures?
神叫他们得救并不是神特别恩待他们不是。
All Israel will be saved. It's not because of special favor to them.
乃是在神的公义的本性里面所做的工作。
It is in the righteousness essence of God.
在撒迦利亚书第十二章。
In the book of Zechariah.
在旧约最后第二本。
The next to the last book of the Old Testament, book of Zechariah, the second chapter.
撒迦利亚书第十二章。
12th chapter.
第十节
10th verse
在旧约圣经是1120面
In my Bible is page 1024
1120面撒迦利亚书第十二章第十节
Book of Zechariah 12th chapter 10th verse
那我们注意这段圣经然后我们才下一个评论到底神公道不公道
Let's read this and to see whether God is fair or not
第十节念完第十四节
From 10th to the 14th verse.
我们好好练这段圣经。我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，并为我悲哀如上不生子，又为我悲愁苦如上长子。那日耶路撒冷必有大大的悲哀，如米基多平原的拿哈达人们的悲哀。境内一家一家的多必悲哀大卫家男的住在一处女的住在一处拿单家男的住在一处女的住在一处利未家男的住在一处女的住在一处示每家男的住在一处女的住在一处其余的国家男的住在一处女的住在一处这一段圣经就记得很稀奇很奇怪
And it's a very strange recording of this Bible
所以以文学的观点来看啊，这个很写得很不好。
And from the literary point of view, it doesn't look like too good.
也就是这家男的处理就够了。
And you just say here, you know, a man's here, a woman's here, that's enough.
那什么境内一家一家的
？And then why they say this tribe, that tribe?
那么大卫家男的在一处，女的在一处。
And the house of David, their wives, the clan of.
那么哪个家不在男的在一处，女的在一处
？And the clan of house of Nathan, their wives and Amen.
然后利未家又是男的在一处，女的在一处。
And the Levites, their wives and their men.
后来又是的示每家男的在一处，女的在一处。
And the Shephites, their wives and their men.
男的讲的大大的悲哀。
And they will have great sufferings.
到底什么意思
？What is the meaning of it？
这个是因为他们看见仰望那一位他们所扎的。
Because they are looking up to the one they have pierced.
如果你们有犹太人的朋友。
If you have Jewish friends,
你问他你们信不信耶稣
？You ask them, do you believe in Jesus Christ?
他总不信耶稣也是基督。
They don't believe Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
不过我们在等我们赛亚。
But we are waiting for the coming of our Messiah.
弥赛亚来了，是我们全家得救的时候。
Because when the Messiah comes, the whole nation of Israel shall be saved.
所以他们现在在等那个弥赛亚再显现出来。
So therefore, they're waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
他们怎么今天还没有？
Until today, they have not received.
我们的国家已经复国了。
The nation of Israel has been restored.
在1948年已经复国了。
The nation of Israel has restored and come to be an independent nation in the year of 1948.
我们现在还不能成为世界的中心。
We cannot be the center nation of the world.
直到我们的弥赛亚来了。
Until our Messiah comes.
我们要复兴。
We will be restored.
我们要成为世界的中心。
We will be the center of the world.
他们将来等啊等啊。
And all the Jewish people waiting and waiting and waiting.
他们今天还在等。
And today they are still waiting.
哦，等到有一天。
And one day.
哦，弥赛亚来了。
Messiah will be coming.
来了。
Coming.
手上钉痕。
Oh, he's got nail pierced hands.But he was pierced in his side.
到底是不是呢
Is it truly him?
真的
Yes.
是弥赛亚
Yes, he is the Messiah.
但是这个为什么手上钉痕呢
Why he has the nail pierced hands?
为什么头上有荆棘的这个痕子呢
Why his head was pierced with the thorns?
这不是我们的祖宗们他们所钉在十字架上的那耶稣吗？
Is that meant that our ancestors pierced him and nailed him on the cross?
Oh, Messiah!
Oh, Messiah!
And
then they repented.
全家悔改。
The whole nation.
王家以犹大这个大卫是王家王族要悔改。
And David was the king, and the royal family repented.
那个拿单家是先知的一个家，先知家要悔改。
And the house of Nathan represent the house of a prophet. They repented.
利未家代表祭司，祭司家要悔改。
And Levites represent the priest. The priest family repented.
示每家要悔改。
And the Shemites were repented.
代表宗教领袖，那些要悔改。
And the Shemites represent the religious leaders. They repented.
第十四节，其余的过继啊都要悔改。
And all the rest of the clans and their wives.
那一说那个时候，全个以色列族的人都看见这个弥赛亚。
So the whole Jewish people everywhere saw their Messiah. They wanted to show God that their complete repentance and turn around. So the greatest manifestation of their repentance is the men will be together, the women will be together, they will be beating their chest and weeping.
这是表现他们专心的，表示他们虔诚的、恳切的，在神面前彻底的悔改。This
is to represent their total repentance, concentrated repentance.
好，我们看第十三章第一节。And
let's read the first verse of the 13th chapter of Zechariah.
撒迦利亚第十三章第一节。
Zechariah 13 chapter first verse.
我们好好把这些念念。
Let's read it carefully.
那日必给大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民开一个泉源，洗除罪恶以物味。
And on that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from the sin and impurity.
那日，据他们悔改接受真耶稣基督做他们的弥赛亚的那日。
And that day, they accept Jesus Christ as their Messiah.
神为他们开一个赎罪的船员。
And God will cleanse them from sin and impurity.
他们的罪要被赎去。
And God will take away their sins.
所以，约翰一书那里说，人若是你承认你的罪。
So therefore, in the first John, it says, if you admit your sin,
神是圣洁的,
and God is holy,
神是公义的,
and God is righteous,
必要赦免你们的罪,
He will forgive your sin,
要洗净你们一切的污秽,
He will cleanse all your iniquities.
我们信教之徒承认在神面前悔改认罪，我们接受耶稣做救主，我们得救了。
And we are people, we have believed in Jesus Christ, we have recognized our sin, we have come into repentance, accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, then we are saved.
同样，以色列全家。
By the same token, the whole house of Israel.
他们要承认他们的罪，悔改认罪，接受耶稣，就做弥赛亚，他们得救了。
So by the same token, they recognize their sin. They have prostrate before God and ask God to forgive them. God will cleanse them and accept Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah.
全家悔改。
The whole nation will be saved.
全家接受耶稣基督他们的弥赛亚。
The whole nation accept Christ as their Messiah.
他们全家得救了。
And the whole nation shall be saved.
跟我们一样。
Just like us.
神没有偏待。
God is not unfair.
以色列全家得救，也是经过信耶稣、承认罪、悔改、认罪而得救。
And the Israelites become believers by the same way we become believers.
这个恩典今天摆在我们面前。
The grace is before us today.
神今天已经把这个恩典给了我们了。
God has given us this grace today.
我们怎么得救呢？
How do we become saved?
承认你的罪。
To admit our sins.
接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
Accept Jesus Christ as our Savior.
神要赦免你一切罪。
God will forgive all our iniquities.
洗净你一切的不义。
And God will cleanse our iniquities.
你得救了。
And we are saved. We're not waiting for that day.
那天不是我们的机会。That
day will not be our chance.
那一天只有以色列人安排的。That
day will be prepared for the Israel people.
但是神特别恩待我们这些人。But
God has special grace on us.
神特别恩待我们中国人。God
has special grace on the Chinese.
今天就能够信耶稣得救。Today
we can become believers. Why should we forfeit our chance? May God have grace on us. Let us pray for our nation, for the people to be saved. So many, many millions of people, they are in oppression, suffering in China. One-fourth of the population are in such torment. Grace is before us. Without merit. Why don't we have it? We have this. We didn't earn it. But why don't we give it to other people? God wants everyone to be saved. He doesn't want one to be lost. May God have mercy on us. God will come again. Because he has to restore everything. And because all the nation of Israel shall be saved. And I want to think about a very practical question. And also, when Jesus comes, the second coming, it's a redemption for all the Christians. Let's read the 2 Corinthians 11th chapter. First chapter. 10th verse.
在新約聖經248面,
in my Bible is the page 1237. 2 Corinthians 1st chapter 10th verse.
我们一起念这一节圣经.
Shall we read it together?
第十节，他曾救我们脱离那知道的死亡，现在仍要救我们。 并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
He will continue to deliver us.
这是三个。他已成就我们脱离知道的死亡。
He has delivered us from such a deadly peril.
他成就。He
has delivered us.
现在能要救我们。
And he wants to save us now.
并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
And he will deliver us in the future.
三个。
These are three things that he saves us.
我们刚刚念那个希伯来书上讲的，他不是以罪，他主再来以罪无关。
It says that the second coming is not to bear sin.
乃是仍要拯救我们。
That he will save us for salvation.
看到了一个仍要拯救我们。
So he still wants to save us.
这是基督徒得救的完全得救的意思。
And this is the complete salvation of a Christian.
不是得救的三个步骤，不是。
It is not the three steps that how we will be saved.
不是得救的三个时期。
It's not the three different time elements how we can be saved.
乃是得救的船的整体完全。
But it's a completeness of salvation.
人堕落，犯罪堕落是完全堕落了。
When we sin, we have completed fallen out of grace from God.
神造人是用泥土造的，然后用生气吹进人耳鼻孔里面，让人成了一个有灵的活人。
God used the dirt to build, to make a man. Then he breathed. He breathed into the life of breath into the man. So he becomes a man with spirit.
因此人有灵有魂体。
Therefore we have a spirit, we have a soul, we have a body.
那是完全的。
This is complete.
但是当人堕落的时候就完全堕落了。
But when we fall out of the grace of God, when we have sinned, we have cut off ourselves from God.
我们的灵与神断绝了。
Our spiritual relationship with him was severed.
我们死了。
We died.
有人说神讲的话，广东人讲红台话。
And a lot of people say God is boastful. He said not the truth.
他告诉亚当说你吃日子要死。
He told Adam, the day you eat, you shall surely die.
但亚当吃了，他活了九百多岁。
But after he ate the fruit, he lived on to 900 some years.
亚当没死嘛。
Adam didn't die.
神说你吃了日子要死。
The day you eat, you shall surely die.
但亚当吃了以后，就没有感觉落雨，你生了养你，然后活了九百多岁。
But he took the fruit, and he had a wife and children. He lived to be 900 some years. Actually, he died. Because spiritually, he was cut off with the communication with God. Why God could not find him in the Garden of Eden? And God asked him when the wind changed, the weather was getting cooler, and he said, "Where are thou?" And he hid it. Because his relationship with God was severed. His communication, his spiritual communication was with God was severed. Therefore, we die in our iniquity and in sin. And that's the problem of our sin, our spirit. Because our spirit has fallen. This is the mental part. This is the emotional part. Before we fell from the grace, we we treat God as our priority.
人堕落之后, 乃是以我为中心,
but after we fell from grace, we become self-centered, self-conceited.
自我中心,
self-centered.
这是人堕落的一种的现象,
this is the manifestation of the falling of grace.
来我们的身体,
then our body.
我们的身体,
our body.
我们要汗流满面才能符合,
and we have to sweat all over the place that, and then we have
enough.
So therefore, when we fail, we fail completely. But Jesus Christ has completed the salvation for us. He wants to save us completely. And Jesus was born for us, and he lived in this earth. He preached to us. He healed us, and he was nailed on the cross, and he died for us. He bore all our sins.
我们信靠他,
and we believe in him, we shall be saved. And we have a new life. Before we were dead. Now we have a new life, we're born again.
我了。
And we are alive, we're alive.
那是得救。
This is salvation.
成就我们。
Then he said he has delivered us.
你什么时候得救的啊?
When are you born again? When were you born again?
我两年前得救。
You say, 2 years ago, I was saved.
我五年前得救的。
5 years ago, I was saved.
五十年前得救的。
I was saved 50 years ago.
我们已经得救了。
We already saved.
他成就了我们。
He has delivered us.
你什么时候接受耶稣基督做你的救主, 什么时候你得救?
The minute, the moment you give your life to Christ, you're born again, you're a new creature in Christ.
那是灵的救。
This is the spiritual salvation.
重生。
You have a new life. You have God's life in you. And you become, you have the authority to be God's children. And today, the people who do not believe that God so loved the world. So therefore, everybody is God's children. If God is love, how can he have a care for us? Yes, the first part is correct. God so loved the world. Yes, even those who do not believe in Jesus Christ said God loved the world. Because God loved the world, so therefore there's no hell. Don't be afraid. This is what the unbelievers say. But today we can see God wants to deliver us out of sin. Not all of the people are God's children. And Jesus told the Jewish people, your father is the Satan. We can say we are children of Satan. And a lot of people say, you're just like a devil. And then people say, well, you are slandering me. But sometimes it is true, we're just like devil. Not only we look like devil, sometimes we act just like devil. Because Jesus said, your father is the devil. Who can become children of God? All those who believe in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, he shall give the authority to be the children of God. Whenever we receive Christ into our heart, this minute we have the right to be the children of God. And those do not believe that all the people are God's children. But the Bible tells us all those who believe in Jesus Christ are the children of God. He has delivered us. That is the spiritual salvation. But now he still wants to save us. Well, he already saved us. Why should he save us now? Jesus prayed. He prayed to God. I don't want him to leave this world. But I want him to overcome the deceiver. We have been saved. God has put us on this world. Our life is really a super world life. But our life is in the world. Therefore, our life is out of the world, yet it's in the world. Our life is out of this world, yet our daily life is in this world. We are not like the Buddhists say we must go to the mountain and all by ourselves.
要避世,
we have to get rid of this world and all the things in it.
世人皆罪,
all the people are in muddy water, only I'm the white lily. This is not the Christian's life.
不错,
yes, we have a heavenly life. But we must live in this world. We must live among other people. We must witness for our Lord among all these people. Because every day, daily, moment by moment, we need the salvation of Christ. And to deliver us from temptation. Deliver us from doubt. Deliver us from weakness.
世人说,
and the psalmist said, deliver my eyes so I will not cry. Deliver my legs so I will not have weakness. Every day we need the deliverance of Christ. So therefore the first day said, we said, prepare to meet our Lord. We must have the practical exercise of our spiritual life. So therefore, we must rely on the grace of God to live every day of our life. And in the young people's meeting, we usually have this problem. And the question is, our spiritual life is like the wave of the ocean, sometimes high, sometimes low. Not only high and low, sometimes we are completely washed away by the waves. We cannot overcome the fashion of this world. And we cannot overcome whatever everybody thinks, the thinking of today's philosophy. We cannot overcome the attraction of all the material things of our world. And we cannot have this pressure of our environment or peer pressure. And we are in this practical life. And we don't have power to overcome. We don't have the power to overcome all
these.
Therefore, every day we need the grace of God to overcome all these temptations and trials. So today He wants to
deliver us.
Now it means our life in this world, every day, every moment, the time that God gave us to live in this world. And we're not like the Catholics say that everyone has a guardian angel behind us. And one day I went to a Catholic school. And there's a picture, very beautiful picture. And one was playing the basketball. And the angel was following him. And somebody was typing. And the angel was looking over him. And someone was looking at the children. And the angel was looking over them. So it said the God sent these guarding angels to protect you. We're not waiting for God to send guardian angels to protect us. So therefore, every day God will deliver us from our weakness, from our temptation, from our depression. And now He wants to save us, deliver us. This is the salvation of our soul. Therefore, we must have a life overcome the deceiver. So now, we must have an overcome life. This is a practical problem. We need Christ. It's our faith is not the moment we have accept Christ. We are Christians, and we stop there. That's it. It's finished.
我们依靠主来是由于信以至于信。
Because of faith, then. Because of faith, we believe in Christ.
我们天天需要过着信心的生活。
Every day we need the life of faith.
因为我们天天需要得救。
Because every day we need the salvation.
这是今天我们所要过的生活。
This is the life we should live every day.
他成就我们。
He has delivered us.
现在能要救我们。
He delivers us today.
注意底下句话，我们指望他将来还要救我们。
And it says, pay attention, he will deliver us.
将来什么意思？
What is this meaning that hope that he will continue to deliver us?
主耶稣再来的时候,
it is the time when Jesus comes again.
他要拯救我们。
And when he comes, he will deliver us.
拯救什么呢?
What does he deliver us from?
拯救我们的身体。
To deliver us from our body.
今天信徒的人死了, 人的墓面。
Today we die as Christians, our body is buried under the ground.
今天我们活着的人, 我们还受到这个疾病的侵扰, 我们受到这一个天气的困难。
And today, as Christians, we live today, sometimes we are sick, we have diseases, we have sickness.
我们身体是何等软弱。
And we have weak bodies.
我们脱离不了这个病痛的缠绕。
And we cannot really get out of the bondage of frustration of our sickness.
所以直到如今基督徒的身体还是被落在那个虚空之下。
So therefore, even today, that our body is under the frustration.
我们得救了。
Yes, we are saved.
我们也得胜生活。
Yes, we have overcome.
但是我们的身体还没得救。
But our body is not saved yet.
所以许多人就说：“你们信耶稣，我不信耶稣一样嘛？你是上晚饭，我也是上晚饭。”
They say, "What's the difference? You're a Christian, I'm a Christian. You're saved, I'm not saved. You eat three bowls of rice, so do I."
你要穿衣服，我要穿衣服。
You have clothes, so do I.
都是一样的。
Same thing.
不错，现在我们的身体还没得救。
But now our body is not saved yet.
但是我们知道一件事情，我们的得救是完全的。
But we know that our salvation is complete and perfect.
因为我们的堕落是完全堕落。
Because our fall of the grace was complete also.
神拯救我们是完全的拯救。
So God delivered us was a complete deliverance.
我们连堕落、完堕落、体堕落。
And we have falling from spirit, from soul, from body.
神救我们，救我们连，救我们的魂，救我们体。
And God want to save us, deliver us from soul, from body, from spirit.
我们到呢，严格说起来，我们今天还没有得到完全的救恩。
And strictly speaking, we have not obtained the complete salvation yet.
神的工作完成了。
Yes, God has accomplished His work.
我们还没有完全的得到这个完全的救恩。
But we have not received the complete salvation.
因为我们今天的身体仍然被这一个限制起来。
Because we are limited with our flesh, our body.
什么是我们的救恩？
When do we deliver?
我们将来要得救。
In the future.
让我看一节圣经。
Let us see one scripture.
将来，在什么时候将来呢？
When in the future?
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
First Thessalonians, fourth chapter.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章，在新约圣经292面。
In my Bible, in the New Testament, page 1269. From the 13th to the 18th verse, shall we read it together?
论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣是复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与他耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了之人的先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里睡了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必要和他一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要与主同眼同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰，所以你们要用这些话彼此劝慰。
Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
直到主降临。
When Jesus comes.
主要亲自从天降临。
And Christ will come from heaven.
在基督里死了的人必先复活。
And those who died in Christ will be resurrected first.
坟墓在没有权柄来帮助他们。
And the The grave has no power to bind them.
死亡的权势从他们身上释放了。
And the power of death has been completely opened.
参加复活,
they will be resurrected.
你我呢?
What about you and I?
我们这活着存的人要和他们一同在云里，这边的云里，一起相见。
And those who live and will be caught up in the mid-air with them.
我们要改变。
And we will change.
我们不是都要睡，我们乃是都要改变。
Not all of us will fall asleep, but we will be changed.
什么时候呢?
When?
主在。
When Jesus comes again.
当主降临的时候，死掉人要活，活着人身体改变，神给我们一个荣耀的身体。
And when Jesus comes again, all those who died will be resurrected, all those who are living will be changed, and God will give us a glorious body.
我们都要带着这个荣耀的身体去见主的面。
And we will bring our glorious body to see God.
不是我们灵魂去的。
It's not our soul or our spirit.
神给我们一个身体。
God gave us a body.
神给我们一个身体，然后带着这荣耀的身体，而被提到空中与主相见。
And after that, we who are still alive and left will be caught up with them in a cloud to meet Lord in the air.
我们迎见主。
Prepare ourselves to meet our Lord.
要带着荣耀的身体。
We must bring our glorious body.
是个完全的。
It's a complete.
神的拯救是完全的。
God's salvation is complete.
我们所得的救恩是完全的。
Our salvation is complete.
我们要完完全全见主的面。
And we want to see God completely.
因此主再来是我们的盼望。
So therefore, the second coming of Christ is our hope.
我们正愿意像是启示里面所说，主啊，我愿你来。
We should say, like John said in the book of Revelation, Come, Lord, come.
弟兄姊,
Beloved.
真理是那么清楚。
The truth is very clear.
但是这些真理在你个人的身上，到底你没把握。
But all these truths in you personally, do you have such a certainty?
让我们在神的面前审查一下。
Let us examine ourselves before God.
我们一段圣经做我们的审查。
Let us use one scripture to as a guideline to examine ourselves.
在哥林多后书第13章。
2 Corinthians 13th chapter.
第9节。
9th verse.
哥林多后书13章第9节。
2 Corinthians 5th verse. 2 Corinthians 13th chapter 5th verse.
在新约圣经是259面。第五节我们念，我念了，你们总要自己审查有信心没？
Examine yourself to see whether you are in faith. Test yourselves.
也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就与耶稣基督在你们心里。
Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you?
这里边审查，你们要自己审查，有信心没有？
Examine yourself to see whether you are in faith.
主的拯救是完全的。
God's salvation is complete.
你有没有信心？
You have faith.
你是否接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主？
Have you received Christ as your personal savior?
你去审查。
You test yourselves.
因为只有信。
Only by faith.
才能够给你权柄做神的儿女。
Then you have the right to be the children of God.
只有你接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主，你才能成为神的儿女。
Only you accept Christ as your personal savior, you become the children of God.
你才能过得胜的生活。
Then you will have power to overcome.
你才能够承受这个身体的属灵权柄。
And you have the right to have the redemption of your body.
朋友，你信了没？
Friend, I want to ask you, are you a believer in Jesus Christ?
现在打开你的心。
Now open your heart.
接受耶稣基督。
Accept Christ.
信靠主耶稣基督。
Accept Christ as your personal savior.
你们也要自己试验。
And also it says here, test yourself.
岂不是你们若不可弃绝的，就耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
Do you not realize Jesus Christ is in you unless of course you fail the test?
这圣经可以从后面读过来，你们岂不知你们耶稣就在你们心里面，就是不可弃绝的吗？
And we can read it this way. Do you not realize Jesus Christ is in you unless of course you fail the test?
耶稣在你心里面，你是不可弃绝的。
You cannot get rid of Jesus Christ if he is in your heart.
你有没有把握你得救？
Do you have the certainty, assurance that you are saved?
你说我信耶稣好多年了。
You said, yes, I have come to church, I believe in Christ for many years.
但是我不知道我得救了没有。
I don't know whether I'm saved or not.
不少基督徒是这个糊涂的基督徒啊。
Do you know so many Christians are in chaos? They're not clear, they don't know.
他信有耶稣，但是我不知道得救没有。
They believe in Christ, but they don't know whether they're saved or not.
耶稣基督在你的心里面, 你就是不可弃绝的。
You know, if Christ is in you, he will never leave you.
把握我的。
You have certainty.
每一个基督徒都应该有绝对的把握。我信耶稣，我重生得救了，我必定得救的。
Every Christian should have this assurance and certainty if they're saved that they have Jesus Christ in their heart.
如果你没有把握，你今天还要重新要校对自己。
If you don't have such a certainty, today is your chance.
到底信对不对？
Whether you can see whether your faith is right or wrong.
许多人把知当作信。
A lot of people think they know, they substitute that as they believe.
圣经很熟。
They know the Bible very well.
这个圣经知识很丰富。
They have a lot of knowledge.
但是并不是信。
But they don't really have faith.
今天教会里面不少人把知当作信。
Today in our church, so many people use the knowledge to substitute their faith.
因此他没有得救的把握。
Therefore, they have no certainty of their salvation.
他没有担保他的永生。
And they don't know they have this eternal life.
我信信的，但是我们永生不知道有没有永生。
I have this belief, but I don't know whether I have this eternal life or not.
神的话是肯定的。
God's word is for certain.
信他的。
Those who believe
不至灭亡，反得永生,
will not perish but have everlasting life.
当然肯定的,
it is such a certainty.
弟兄姊妹，你肯定了没有?
But brothers and sisters, are you sure?
你没把握,
do you have this assurance?
如果今天主再来，你能不能见主的面?
If today Jesus is here, right now, do you have the certainty that you will be one of his?
若是耶稣今天再来，你的身体能不能得赎?
If Jesus comes today, would your body be redeemed?
很重要的问题哦。
It's a very, very severe
question. 不能够随随便便让它溜过去。
You cannot just let it go away quickly.
你要还有把握你自己得救才可以。
You must have a certainty that you are saved.
如果你没把握,
if you don't have such a certainty,
今天开始,
today, starting today,
这是面前审查,
you test yourself before God.
求主今天用他的话再次提醒我们,
may God use his words to enlighten our hearts.
他成就我们,
he has delivered us.
他现在能来救我们,
he now delivers us.
他将来,
he will deliver us.
你有没有知道这完全救恩?
Do you have such a certainty?
主耶稣基督再来,
when Jesus Christ comes again,
他要把这完全救恩,
he want to give you this complete salvation to you.
主耶稣基督再来, 我们能够得到完全的救恩,
when Jesus Christ comes again, we'll have this complete salvation.
主若不再来,
if God does not come again,
这救恩还没完成,
then salvation is not complete.
因此主再来的必要是必要的,
so therefore it's necessary for him to come again.
我们明白真理,
not only we understand the truth,
那我们接受真理,
let us accept the truth,
那我们遵行真理,
let us follow the truth.
嗯,
shall we pray?
恩主我们感谢,
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在书架上已经完成了救恩,
on the cross you have completed salvation for us.
你要拯救我们整个的人,
you want to save us, the whole person.
因此你复活了, 你升天了,
so you resurrected, you ascended to heaven.
有一天你要再来,
one day you will come again.
叫在主里面睡着的人能够身体复活,
those who have died, they will resurrect again.
叫我们这些活着的信徒，让我们身体能够改变,
and those who are still living, our body will be changed.
我们迎接你了，面对面的见,
we want to see you face to face.
我们感谢赞美主,
we praise you, we thank you.
给我们这么完全的救恩,
give us such a complete salvation.
求你让我们能够用信心去接受,
let us accept this by faith.
信,
if we believe, if we have faith, but our faith is not strong, it's not enough.
帮助,
may God have mercy on us, help us.
在座还有那位还没得主耶稣基督,
if any one of us here who does not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may Holy Spirit work in your heart. Open your heart now. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart to become your Lord and Savior. Lord, all your children are before you. You know our weakness. You know our ignorance. You know the spiritual condition in our lives. Let us readjust our priorities. Let us make a decision before the Lord that we must act the delight of God's heart. One day we will see you. All of us will see you. Lord, please encourage us. Let us heart be closer to your heart. Lord, hold on to us.
引我们走前面的路。
And guide us in our future steps.
我们需要主。
We need Jesus Christ.
主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
我们同心。
We pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.